the message of the Blessed Virgin Mary and Jesus to the world through the seer Veronica Lucan. Today is Saturday, June 10th, Eve of the Feast of the Most Holy Trinity, in the year of our Lord, 1978. We are at the Vatican Pavilion grounds, Flushing Meadow Park, Flushing, Long Island, New York.
A circular pattern of light now, high up in the sky, and the coloring is extending out from a central point. I can see the lights now. They're breaking through the sky. All about us are the blue call lights of Our Lady. Oh, Our Lady is coming through. Like a focal point, a center point of the sky. The most beautiful. Oh, Our Lady is dressed in the most beautiful white, clear white gown, almost sheathed in light. All light about Our Lady is so beautiful.
Holy Mary.
This evening, Our Lady is in her bare feet. She has nothing upon her feet. Her gown is very long and billowing about her. Our Lady has a deep blue sash about her waist. It's cinching in her waistline. Our Lady's mantle is a white, a pure white, sugary white coloring. I can't explain the coloring. The light is so brilliant that but for the grace of God, I'm certain it would blind you to look into it. So beautiful. About Our Lady's mantle, there's a gold trim all along the edging, about an inch and a half wide, the border around the edging of her mantle. Our Lady now is joining her hands together like this in prayer. Her beautiful rosary, the rosary with the large golden Our Father beads and the white Hail Mary beads, are draped over her hands so beautifully. As Our Lady is standing there motionless, she looks almost like a statue, except that the wind is gathering force now, and it's whipping Our Lady's skirts about her. Now Our Lady is taking her crucifix from her rosary like this, and she's now taking the rosary, putting the crucifix forward, and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady is kissing a beautiful golden crucifix. Now she's placing the rosary about her waist through the belting, the blue belting. It's hanging down now quite long on Our Lady's right side. Now Our Lady is placing her hand out like this, and she's touching her lips with her first finger. My child, I want you in your spare time to give a full account of your experience, the attack from Satan, the fortnight ago. My child, warn the world, my children of the light, that they must always be prudent and not be presumptuous and slacken in their prayer life. For Satan is most powerful with his armies of ogres. Yes, my child, you will understand that Lucifer never sleeps. The spirit never rests. Your world is plunging into a crucible of suffering for mankind. My children, I hear voices crying out for aid, but the voices cry for material aid. My children, understand that we come from heaven to rescue your souls. Because of the advent of Satan, Lucifer and his armies now upon your world, sin shall escalate as sin becomes a way of life for many. Oh, my children, I know that my messages are lengthy, but there is reason why they are extensively given. My visits to mankind shall one day cease with the coming of my son upon you. However, as your mother, I shall counsel you to my last breath. I shall continue to counsel you if I can rescue with the help of all of my children one lost sheep from the abyss. It is truly now a war of the spirits. Many have given themselves over to Satan now and have joined his army. Oh, my children, how blind you have become, blinded by your quest for power and riches. They are all of temporal nature. My children, do not sacrifice eternal life in heaven for a few short years upon your earth. Each and every one of you shall stand for judgment sooner or later. Lucifer and his armies form the massive hand of evil in the world, known as 666. As I explained to you in the past, my children, I repeat myself to those who did not hear my previous message, that 666 is the massive full gathering of demons out of hell, with Lucifer as the leader. Lucifer himself, the prince of darkness, is now walking your earth. Because our reasoning that no human mind could understand, Lucifer has retained power next to the power of the Eternal Father in the Trinity. Know then how great is his power in these latter days. His mission upon earth now is to fight the kingdom of heaven and to destroy any chance for a soul to enter the kingdom of heaven. He is upon earth now, Lucifer, to claim his own. My children, I warn you again, do not listen to scoffers who seek to pick apart and demolish the truth of these messages from heaven given through various seers throughout your world, in various nations throughout your world. I have passed yonder and fall, crying out to you as your mother to prepare yourselves in your home. A great chastisement is coming upon mankind. The ball of redemption. Your world shall be baptized anew by fire. How many shall be ready? Oh, my children. The octopus, the web of evil, is fanning out now, covering your whole world, earth, and the nations. Unless you pray more, many nations shall disappear in the short time of moments from the face of your earth. Man of science, you have gone beyond your human need as you sought to rise to the heavens and defeat your God. My children, many words and names have been gathered to describe the octopus. Yes, this octopus is made up of various evil forces and groups with one main goal: to destroy Christianity in your world, upon the earth. It is a war now. The agents of hell are rising now to do war with your God, the Eternal Father in the Trinity. My children, the battle will rage. The eventual victory shall be with heaven. You ask me, my child, why this is not stopped immediately by the hand of God. You cannot, my child, question nor can you understand the ways of the Eternal Father. But in deep faith, obedience, and perseverance will all of our children of the light await my son. I ask you again not to abandon your parish churches. You will maintain the papacy in Rome. I tell you anew that 666 now is in Rome. Do not judge my son's church by his pastors. In their human nature, they cannot. However, as legitimate, legally ordained Roman Catholic priests, they will bring my son to you if you come seeking him at the tabernacles of the world. The Mass is valid, I say unto you. My son is waiting for you at the tabernacles of his church. My children, do not abandon him in these days of deep spiritual darkness. You must all keep a constant vigilance of prayer going throughout your country, the United States and Canada and all of the countries throughout your world. One arm of the octopus is communism, atheistic communism. This arm of the octopus will promote discontent, revolution, death. This arm of the octopus will seek to remove Christianity from the earth. Oh, woe unto a man who joins this force. My children, you will pray for your brothers and sisters. The message from heaven is going now throughout the world. The time is growing shorter. Protect your children. Wear your sacramentals. And protect your marriages that they remain holy. Many marriages have now become debased and defiled. Your world has become a cesspool of errors, giving itself over to fornication, immorality, idolatry, and all manner of foul pursuits. The major crisis is among the young. How shall you rescue them but by your example and prayer? You will all make your homes a fortress of sanctity. Retain the faith in your homes and in the hearts of your children. Replace a heavy burden upon parents now. But by far, my children, this burden shall be lightened for many, to their joy. But many shall receive a far sadder burden in the near future. My children, you will give the message to one and all. Neither seeking race, nor creed, nor color as a barrier. All mankind must receive the message from heaven. My children, prayer, penance, and sacrifice, atonement, I beg from you for the salvation of souls. Our Lady now is wiping the tears from her eyes. Now she's reaching to her waist and taking her beautiful rosary from about her belting. She's extending now the crucifix out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, for the Trinity. Continue with your prayers of atonement. Many graces shall be given in order to propagate the message from heaven, my children. Cures and conversions, cures of the body and cures of the spirit. The sky has grown very pink all about the trees. It is a deep pink, a most beautiful color. It feels warm, and the coloring seems to feel like, I can't explain it, but it gives you a peaceful feeling, an emotional feeling of warmth and comfort. Now, directly over Our Lady's statue, the sky is rolling back. I can't explain how the sky just seems to open up, like it blows away, fades away from a pinpoint in the center of the sky. And almost like, I would say, an invisible door opening, separating. And Jesus is now coming through the center of the sky. He's floating down, coming from quite a distance, because I can see him much clearer now as he's coming down. Jesus has nothing on his feet. I can see now as he's approaching, he's just about over Our Lady's statue, the head of the statue. I can see the holes, the very deep punctures on his insteps. They're very sore looking. Oh my. Jesus has on a beige gown, and about his waist there is a belting. It looks like it could be an animal skin type of belt. It's not material. It does look like skin, you get like leather of some kind. And Jesus has his mantle, a cloak. His hair is blowing very loosely tonight about his shoulders. His cloak is held in place at his neck by this golden piece of cording. It's a tie, tied together very tightly. The cloak now is also blowing as Jesus looks around. He's smiling. He looks very beautiful. It's such a wonderful, happy smile, but I don't know how to explain it. Happy, peaceful, and strong, but kind of sad too. Like he has a deep hurt, but he's trying to hide it. Now Jesus is placing his hand across his heart, and he's extending his hand out like this, with the three fingers extended like this, the thumb and the two fingers in the front, and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is replacing his hand onto his chest like this. Now he's taking his first finger and putting it to his lips. Listen, my child, and repeat after me. The world has continued upon its disastrous course. The evil is accelerating. The good people, many of them are becoming complacent And a lethargy has set in among some. My children of light, do not become self-satisfied in your gifts. For those who have received graces in abundance, much is expected of them. You must go forward now without slackening the pace of the work. Continue to send out the messages from heaven. Each and every child upon earth must hear the word from his God before the end. My children, my mother has counseled you well. You will listen to her counsel and act upon it. Your reward will be great in heaven for all of the assistance you render to my mother in her travels upon earth to rescue the children of God from Satan, the armies of hell now loosed upon your earth. Do not listen to the scoffers, those who are derisive in their criticism. My children, I assure you, man will always reject what he does not believe in or understand. Faith, my children, is a gift from your God. I ask you all to pray constantly that you may not lose contact with the Spirit of God. I ask you all to keep your eyes upward to heaven that you may not be plunged into darkness. Do not become complacent. You must always act with prudence. Lucifer has great power now upon earth. He seeks to seduce all of the children of God. It is a battle now of the spirits raging upon earth for people who give themselves to worldly pursuits and pleasures. They fall fast into darkness because they have not sought to find the light in truth, neither caring for religion, nor seeking their God, for they find the pleasures of the flesh more enticing, and the destructiveness of their ways has been promoted by Lucifer and his agents. You will understand the spirit world, my children, as you go farther along the road to sanctity. Because you accept the light and have grace, my children, it does not mean you shall not be subject to the attacks from Lucifer and his agents. The eyes are the mirror of the soul, the mind the focal entrance point of the spirit. With this knowledge, my children, guard them well. My mother has directed you well, my children. Much may not be understandable to you now, but I assure you, all will be known to you in the near future. You must accept much in faith. If you pray more, my children, you will not have to suffer many of the physical and spiritual defeats that you have experienced. Satan has control now of all the medias upon earth. He has entered into the highest places of my church. He has entered his agents now into the governments of the world, the strategic points for command of humankind. Remember, my children, the victory, the final victory shall be with heaven. It is a time of testing for all mankind. And as you are given a free will of choice, the choice, my children, shall be yours to make. Parents, protect your homes and your children. Give them a firm foundation of faith, for there will be many tears and gnashing of teeth in woe set upon the world by the agents of hell. Many catastrophes of nature, accidents that are not accidents, murders, robberies, fornication, immorality, and apostasy. These, my children, are the fruits of a generation that has turned away from their God. As it was in the past, so shall your world receive a just judgment. I ask you all, my children, not to test yourselves against Satan. You must avoid all occasions of sin and temptation. For no man shall be free from temptation while he remains in human flesh. My mother shall continue to guide and counsel you in the days remaining. Assist her, I ask you, as children of light. Follow her direction. Many graces shall be given for the promotion of her mission. Now Jesus is turning to the right. He's starting to move across the sky. He's just floating. He's not walking. He floats without movement. It's a wonderful thing to see. It's like he's completely has no weight. Now, Jesus is going over to our left side. He's looking down now all about him. He's looking over to the left and the right. Now, as he's extending his hand out like this and downward and making the sign of the cross, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Our Lady is coming down. She was up at the left side of the sky. I didn't notice her before, but she's coming down now through the sky. And there are many angels about her. They're beautiful. They're all dressed in white. And they have garlands of flowers. I know they're roses on their heads. They're just beautiful. They look almost like children. Very, very, very petite and like just like children. They're just beautiful. And they're following now behind Our Lady. And she's now coming up to Jesus. She's on his right side. Now they're turning, and Jesus is going across the sky now, and Our Lady is following, and the angels, and they're now stopping just directly above Our Lady's statue. Jesus is bending over now and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now they're turning. It's beginning to get very windy because the wind seems to be blowing Jesus' skirts and Our Lady. And the angels, too, they have very voluminous full skirts, and they're billowing out. They're following across the sky. Now Jesus is moving over to the right side. He's directly before the tall tree. Now he's bending down and looking down and extending his hand out like this, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you, all my children, as the Father blesses you in the spirit of light. Continue now with your prayers of atonement. Be a good example to all my children. There are many souls to reach now. Now Our Lady and Jesus are moving back. They're coming over towards the center of the sky, directly above her statue. Now they're just standing there, but they're moving backwards. Now Jesus is nodding. Be seated, my child.
Miracles happen to help the lost on their way. It's the Lord's kindly way of saying, let us pray. Let us pray.